formation time. You'll notice for the eastern third of the nation, widespread shower activity as we head throughout your Tuesday. High pressure reigns supreme for the west. That'll be the story for your Wednesday as well. Heavy rainfall on Wednesday pushing into the mid-Atlantic as well as the northeast, even up to New England, getting some heavy downpours.
What?
Then by Thursday, look at this. Storm system crosses right along the Corn Belt. This is going to bring some heavier downpours to Ohio as well as Indiana on Thursday. Then by Friday, system kind of stays stationary. More heavy rain to the same locations. Indiana, Illinois, also into southern Missouri. Finally, by Saturday, that system starts to move. And it does look like it's going to continue to bring some heavy rainfall to parts of New England. Light rainfall, meanwhile, throughout Tennessee. High pressure still keeping that sun in full force for California. And boy, oh boy, California, get ready for a heat wave in the Central Valley. Temperatures to the tune of 105 to 110 degrees. Sir.
And that was the last thing we ever heard, as California fucking began to just melt. No, seriously, what the fuck just happened? That's it. Satellites are, sunspots. I don't know. I wonder if it's just that station or all stations. Let's, oh, here it comes.
Call 844-LASIK Plus and be sure to check out our reviews on Google. Individual results may vary. Restrictions apply. See details at AskLASIKPlus.com.
At Callaway, we listen to what players want. We made a new Chrome.
Person is driving the speed limit and it's hell. It's a big wide road, 30 miles an hour. Come on. We are so going to the gas station. I'm so going to get gas. Double shot of Linkin Park and Eminem on this fucking station. Yep, sounds about right, I guess.
With somebody in the band and got like any kind of recognition as like, oh, that person saw, like, I love this band and they're looking at me as I'm singing their song back to them. And I still get the joy of that as a performer singing to people in the front row who are singing the same thing back at me. It's a really cool moment, a really cool connection. And then to think that you're doing this in a big crowd of 15,000 people that are all singing the same thing back at you is a really awesome experience. And I get as much joy from being the fan in the audience, connecting with the band and being the band member on stage, connecting with the audience. It's a really cool moment.
Yeah, it's kind of the best feeling. I mean, the meaningful eye contact thing is great too. You're like, yes, they looked at me. They saw me, see them, and now we're all here. Wow.
Yeah.
You're like, did anyone else see that?
Yeah.
You saw that, right? They looked right at me. They're like, no, they looked right at me. Fuck you. You're listening to SiriusXM's Town Hall with Blink-182. We're going to take another break and listen to a tune, and we'll be back with more of your questions coming up. Let's throw it back and listen to all the small things.
Those are the worst. Okay. I need gas. I'm going to go inside. I'm going to buy something. These are my plans. Thank you. All right, look, I don't want to cause a panic.
This week in 1981, hosted by the original MTV VJs.
Gina Blackwood here.
It's me, Alan Hunter.
Hey, I'm Martha Quinn.
I don't want to freak anybody out. But I just bought the last Rockstar Recovery in that entire gas station. They did away with the tall cans recently and replaced it with tall cans of NOS. And they had one of these left. They also didn't have any Pure Zero watermelon or the orange mango that they had not that long ago. All of that was empty too. They had all types of Rockstar punched, but I just didn't really want punched or cucumber lime or frozen lime. I don't know what's going on at the gas station. I don't know. It's troubling. I also really needed gas because this thing took just over 15 gallons. I bought a Rockstar Recovery. I've got Rockstar Recoveries at home in my fridge, and I deliberately didn't grab one. I knew I was going to the gas station, so why hit the home supply? Why hit the backup stock if you know you gotta go out anyway? And I ended up buying the exact same thing I had in my fridge because there was only one left. I felt like obligated. Like, what? Well, if you guys are getting out of the Rockstar Recovery business, I want to be the one. Me. I want to be the guy that buys out the last of the stock. After all these years, I think I'm owed that. And vice versa. Thank you. I'm scared. About the gas station, I mean.
Most exclusive tracks I could find. So for those of you who are interested, check out the complete track list on 1001tracklist.com. For now, let's kick it off with this week's episode with Grooving House Music.
This song is 13 years old. This song's like in junior high.
That 50% of the stuff in there, I had no idea what it was even for. I don't know. I'm like, I don't even know where that would go. And then she would do stuff to my girlfriend, and I would stand there watching, and then she's like, you do this, and you bring the pleasure, then you bring the pain. And if you want to do some tickles, and you know, there's a couple of things. You know, guys know how to slap an ass. Maybe you don't. This girl will teach you a little bit how to do it better, and you can, you know, it's waves. You control her. She gives you her power, and then you play with it. And if she's not into it, like, there's certain things, you gotta know your woman. Like, I know my girlfriend doesn't want nipple play, and then Dominatrix is like, you need to get those nipples and give them a crank. And I'm like, nope, not gonna give them a crank, because I'm going home with her tonight, and I don't want to deal with that.
Crank.
Yeah, like, she's like, yeah, do that. I'm like, no. Like, I'll do the other stuff, because I know she's into that. But, so it's just trial and error, really. It's an exciting world to be a part of.
Hey, Jason, why don't you give James your social media? James, you can hit him directly, man. Get more info.
Yeah, I'm a friendly guy. I'll DM you and shit. Instagram is at WolfMate, and Twitter is at EllisMate. And on Snapchat, EllisMate41. But I DM everybody. I'm a nice guy.
EllisMate. Okay, that's good, man. Hey, James, good luck with it, man. Be careful.
Yeah, that. Well done, Sway. Be careful. That's definitely a good idea. Don't go overboard first. Like, take it easy.
Yeah, man. Jason Ellis, ladies and gentlemen. Why are you calling me James?
I don't know. He's easy going.
As I said, thank you.
Thank you, man.
Yo, what's a Friday night like hanging out? Just a regular Friday. Does it start at the club and end up
I don't go
at
to
the
clubs.
Fucking dungeon?
I don't go out.
You don't go out?
No.
Homebody?
Homed in the dungeon?
I do stuff. I do, you know, I train, I fight, and... Yeah, you know, in the morning I like to try and punch somebody in the face and get, you know, and move around. And then I like to hang out with my kids and skateboard or swim in the pool or pretend I can surf because I can't, look like a fucking injured turtle, and hang out with my girlfriend, go, you know, go to lunch or some shit. I don't really, you know, that this dungeon thing is not like, oh, man,
that's all. What else can you do? You need to do, man? You're in a dungeon with knives.
I race cars. Yeah. You know, that, I think about racing cars. I think about
Alice Mania.
Yeah, I think about Alice Mania. I train for that thing. I try to make up new ideas for the show and get on Sway Show and just work, man. I love working. I love my life. Very
I like
fortunate.
It. Jason Ellis, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure y'all tune in to him, man. He has his own channel.
It's Faction with Jason Ellis, so I kind of, it's like we share it.
We share it, you know. Man, thank you for coming through, man. You always enlighten me to a world that I have no idea about.
You didn't have to go down that road,
man. Maybe you might have to take me one time, but not you and I not participating the same.
I'm not, we're friends. Yeah. Certain things I do with friends and people I don't know. Like, I'm not going to get changed in a locker room with you. Like,
okay, good.
It's different.
All right, it's different, man.
We're not going to see each other's genitals.
Okay,
like
no.
But if you get, hey, if you go to the dungeon, we're going to see each other's genitals.
So we are not going to be like, okay, good point. All right, we want to thank Sugar T for coming by today,
yes,
ladies
yes,
and gentlemen.
Yes.
Also, Day-Day, like that kid. Look out for his new music as well. Tomorrow's show is going to be a humdinger. But tonight, we're going to VH1 Hip Hop Honors. We're going to be on that red carpet, have the B&B there as well. And we'll be at that big show honoring Queen Latifah,
Little Kev, Missy Elliott, and of course the Queens from Queens, Salt and Pepper.
And Aunt Eve is going to host, and Amber Rose is going to do the red carpet. And
it should be cool.
She's gay, right?
Who? Amber Rose?
Nah, Eve.
She's not married.
So maybe she's one of those under the table guests.
You think so?
I mean, that's my suspicion. I've always wanted to do her, though.
Yeah? No, I don't think.
I mean it in a nice way, you know?
Jay, I think your suspicion, your intuition is really off, but, you know.
I have been wrong before. I'll be wrong again.
And then Mark Lamont Hill was also going to do the red carpet with us, too. But when I see Eve, I'll tell her you said it.
I think I might have brought it up to her.
And what'd she say?
No.
Okay.
They always say that, though, you know? All right.
So I played through Inside yesterday. It's alright. It's alright. I don't know. I mean, yeah, some stuff happens. And then right around the point where you're like, oh, this is actually starting to get kind of interesting. And so it's over. It's done. I'm like, oh, huh. Okay. Well, that's that, I guess. It's weird. It's a weird game. Or, I mean, it's not that weird. It feels short to me.
I never worry about about the mother chicks. Could you prove who was your wins when you was spending that bitch? I took a little when you was up north. Your commissary stayed palin'. Now you live in large with an Allen. All them collapse, heavy vex. But when you come home, knew I was coming off with half of them checks. Now we on the rise. Your diamond mommy with the slanted eyes. Holding this brick, cop the ink, leak, give your shit. I fuck no, I see half of that dough. Man, you wanna be a star. Push $100,000 car.
I'll start going to a different gas station if they end up getting out of the Rockstar recovery game. I hope that like it's just not getting discontinued in a widespread fashion. That would be fucking awful. But I feel like that day has to come eventually. I just can't imagine. Those drinks will be around forever.
Another one. They don't want me to have another anthem, so I made sure I got another anthem.
fuck's going on?
Sciences is developing technology
to... Woo!
We'll be right back. title of my first car, my first love, where I got my first rub, where we did our first drugs. And the bikers and the bottles that I grew up with, trying to steal my zapatos, now they give me shit. But never being home for parties and the weekend trips. Well, fuck it, man, I'm coming over, man, I'll be there quick. You can tell me to make it, to the spot we were staying.
Terrible song. I feel like if Sublime was still a band. No. But I don't think you get this song if Sublime didn't exist. I don't think this song happens if there was no Sublime, right? I mean, ugh. Sublime is still a band. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean. I'm feeling like home. Are these guys from L.A.? They kind of have to be, don't they? Does this have to just be some fucking SoCal-ass fucking bullshit?
They did it. They toppled Drake, Blink-182,
Huntington Beach,
number one on Billboard with California. Congratulations to Blink-182.
There you go.
If you haven't heard the news, Nick McCarthy, founding member of Franz Ferdinand, four albums, 14 years, has left the band. Nick McCarthy has left Franz Ferdinand. They want to keep it moving, so they'll head back into the studio early spring of next year. Nothing But Thieves will work on album number two early next year.
That was your Monday DL. Up to the minute, all rock info on all nations.
I would take fucking Dirty Rotten Criminals. Dirty Rotten Criminals? Dirty Rotten Scamp? No? The fucking band that did that Scooby Snack song. I would take them fucking 100 times over. That fucking other bullshit. I'd rather listen to this fucking song. Than that bullshit. And fuck this song.
Thank you.
I think this song's about fucking. Criminals. That's what it was. This fucking song. Like, just wearing it on their sleeve, that they're the type of assholes that just saw Quentin Tarantino's movies just, like, one too many times. Some of those movies, pretty good, but you gotta be careful. Maintain your distance.
Thank you.
No. Stop. Jesus. No. Well, if this is the last Rockstar recovery that that gas station ever sells me, it's a pretty good one. Slow in the tunnel today. Traffic end to end. I saw something before I ran out the door this morning saying they finally sold UFC. some fucking fuckload of money. I just ran a red light. It's cool. Ever since we started this drive and the satellite went out for a good chunk of time, a lot of the information about what song is playing has been wrong on multiple stations. Like this one right now is wrong.
DJ at the door named Chibo at Sirius XM 7 days on 7, live here in Boston Friday night at Fenway Park. It's Dead & Company Show. The new updated Grateful Dead. It'll be the first time since the 70s that Fenway Park had real grass.
That's not an especially funny joke, sir.
brilliant. This physical schooled him and made him slicker than slick with the ruler. I've lost a lot and learned a lot, but I'm still undefeated like Shooter. So I'm far from cheap.
Let's get way into Pitbull.
Maybe we can travel the world and I can give you and all you can see. Time is money. Only difference is I own it. Like a stopwatch, let's stop time and enjoy this moment, darling.
Be the pit bull you want to see out in the world, you know? Fucking assholes today. Like, traffic was not especially bad, but it seems like every car is doing the fucking shit work of 10 regular cars when it comes to fucking things up out here. Wow.
We don't talk anymore.
Meanwhile, on Pitbull's very own radio station, they're in the mix.
Jamaica flag. No broken hearts in the club, no tears in the club.
I need you right now. Don't let me down. Think I'm losing my mind now. It's in my head. Darling, I hope that you'll be here when I need you the most. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
It's Monday on BPM. Tommy West at Gotham Tommy on Twitter. I'm going to try Pokemon Go today. I downloaded it, and I'm going to chase around fictional, imaginary characters around the studio today. You lit a
cigarette. Thanks for that fucking information, Tommy. Made it. It's Monday. I gotta go. Everybody have a good day. I'll see you.